Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about as always tonight. Of course, whatever you want to talk about goes first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. I had a bit of a situation develop yesterday that I wanted to talk about last night, but I thought it'd be much better to talk about tonight since Julia is on the show this particular evening, and it involves her as well. Yesterday, while I was doing my normal daily activities of answering emails and doing
sitting in a chair
show-related things, hey, you sit in chairs too, and you make your phone calls.
I just leave the house sometimes.
And so I was doing my normal thing, and a car pulls up in front of the house. And the car pulls up, I see the guy in the car look over, and he obviously notices the number on the house, and then he pulls backwards, he reverses, and parks in front of the neighbor's house.
So the studio's situated that you can be able to, your home studio's situated so you can look out on the street and keep
That's
an
correct.
Eye on things, and if need be, run off and get your AK-47 and mow them down,
that
or whatever.
That would be inappropriate in most circumstances. So I wasn't getting paranoid, it just seemed like something was odd. And I figured he was looking for the house next door, because that's where he parked, was out in front of the house next door. He figured he was driving down the street, saw the house number, realized he'd gone too far, and went back to the house he was supposed to be at. I didn't think too much of it, and then a few minutes later, there was a knock on the front door. And a guy in a suit, knocking on the front door, obviously it was the same guy that was in the car from a few moments earlier. And so I answered the door, and he immediately reached his hand into his coat pocket. I got a little bit tweaked at that moment, but he was pulling out. Yeah, he was pulling out his badge. He had a badge. I'm not going to tell you what the guy's name is because it wouldn't be appropriate at this point. He was being nice enough and friendly enough, but he is an investigator, a criminal investigator from the state of New Hampshire Attorney General's office, and. So the reason why he had come to my house was because he said he couldn't find a phone number for me. So I don't know how much investigation this guy has actually done. I don't think it'd be that hard to find my number. But nonetheless, he had arrived in order to ask me a question about my voter's registration form. Now, if you were listening to this show back in, I guess it was September of last year, right after we had all arrived here in New Hampshire, we'd all moved up 1,500 miles from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We went to participate at that time in the primary election, which was going on right around, it was a couple of weeks after we moved, I think. And so we had gone to participate in this primary election. And here at here in the state of New Hampshire, they have a very nice feature when it comes to elections. And that is that you can register to vote the day of. So you don't have to, for instance, when where we were down in Florida, you had to be registered to vote 30 days in advance of the election. So if all of a sudden you decided you wanted to start paying attention to the races or you got interested within that last 30-day period,
right,
you're
out of luck.
Just SOL. You couldn't participate. So I like that a lot about New Hampshire in that you can get registered on the day of, and so that's what we proceeded to do. And Julia and I had both, we both went in there, and I think you successfully completed your registration first, Julia.
Correct.
And you turned it in, and you went off to go and vote. As I was looking at the form and the registration form, and I read a portion of the form. There's an agreement down at the bottom of the form, and I don't recall ever seeing an agreement on the Florida registration form. But there's a very explicit, legal-sounding agreement, about a four-paragraph agreement down at the bottom of the form. Now, I don't.
We talked about this on the show at the time that it occurred.
Yes, we did talk about this on the show. There was posts over at nhfree.com about this. And I'm not going to read the entire agreement because it's not all relevant. What I'll read is the paragraph that I decided I was not interested in agreeing to. The paragraph that I decided to X out and then sign. The paragraph is, in declaring New Hampshire as my domicile, I'm subject to the laws of the state of New Hampshire, which apply to all residents, including laws requiring me to register my motor vehicles and apply for a New Hampshire's driver's license within 60 days of becoming a resident. So I just took my pen and crossed that sucker right out and signed the registration form. And I turned it in, and they gave me my the ballot, and I went ahead and voted. So I thought, okay, great, no problem. If there's a problem, I'm sure they'll get in touch with me. They never got in touch until yesterday.
So it took them 5 months from
That's
you
correct.
Crossing out this little line on your voter registration till now to get a hold of you.
Precisely.
This does show you how slow bureaucracies are.
Right, they're definitely slow. The gentleman showed up, the criminal investigator from the Attorney General's office showed up yesterday, and he proceeded to ask me, again, very nice guy. He certainly wasn't treating me terribly. I mean, I could definitely tell that what he was up to was sniffing around for something to bring me up on charges about. You know, that's what he was looking for.
My advice to you and anybody who gets caught in a situation like this is, are you conducting a criminal investigation is the first question.
Mm.
And then the person answers yes or no. And if they answer yes, you say, well, I'm not going to answer any of your questions unless I have an attorney present.
Yeah.
I understand. Everybody thinks they can handle the situation without an attorney present. But the attorney, this is the key to it all, is then they have to make another appointment. You saw how long it took them to get their butts down here from Concord to talk to you about this one situation. Now, not only do they have to make an appointment with you, they have to make an appointment with you and your attorney.
Right.
Now, you know, I don't know if you've ever tried this, but try to make an appointment between three busy business people.
It's difficult.
It's damn difficult. It just prolongs it. It makes it take longer and longer, and at some point, sometimes they give up. That's why I give the advice every single time, no matter how innocuous you think the circumstances are, you never know. We read stories here every week of somebody who got involved with some government bureaucrat who had a stick up there wherever and decided that they were going to go after them.
Yeah, you know, and I like your approach, the asking if I'm being criminally investigated.
And if they answer no, then you say, well, you are a criminal investigator, and, you know, that's what his title was, is that correct?
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes me really uncomfortable. I'm going to have my attorney present anyway. No matter what, you say, I'm going to have my attorney. Even if you don't have an attorney, even if you've never met an attorney, you say, I'm going to do that. And then, you know, they'll try to ask you questions about your attorney and that kind of thing. Eh, I don't really have one right now, but I'm going to get one. Don't worry.
I agree with you, and I agree with you in theory. In practice, at this particular juncture,
sure, you were caught a bit unawares.
I was caught unawares, and so I handled it as best as I could.
This is just advice for the future and for anybody listening.
I probably didn't ask enough questions as I perhaps should have. Again, I sort of...
Well, that's part of the game. The part of the game is to get you to slip up because it's not like he made an appointment with you to come see you.
Right.
He wanted to catch you at your door, not knowing what the hell he was asking about.
Well, you were fortunate enough to have a warning. I was fortunate enough to have a warning of some sort, because when you came home, you told me that he wanted to speak with me. You were caught off guard.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. And so I did my best to handle the situation as is. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to give him a reason. He was there for a reason, you know. He came out to probably look for his vehicle. Because, well, first of all, his line of questioning was, why did you cross out paragraph number 4. Why did you cross that paragraph out? And I think what he was looking for, he seemed to be most concerned about the automotive portion of the paragraph, the one that says that you're supposed to register your motor vehicles and apply for a driver's license within 60 days of becoming a resident. And I think that's one of the reasons why he came around there to sniff around. I think he wanted to see if there was a vehicle present on the lot.
I suspect you're precisely right.
And then see what sort of information he could glean. I don't know what sort of an answer he was expecting, but essentially what I told him was that, well, first of all, that in regards to the 60-day thing, I'm not sure if I want to stay here. So, and it's, you know, I've got a house down in Florida. I said, you know, I'm working on selling the house down there, but it all depends on whether I can get this thing to sell. So, you know, just sort of telling him, hey, you know, I'm not even sure if I want to live here at this point. He seemed to understand that. And I told him that I thought the statement itself was absurd. I didn't get into details as to why, just because, again, I was caught unawares. But I'll explain why that statement is absurd in case you don't realize, and we'll share that with you here in moments. 800-259-9231. And then we'll go over the reason why he was looking for you, Julia, because it was a little bit different from why he was looking for me. And we'll continue with this story and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. If you've had an interaction with the state like this, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, go and get them for free. That's freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, tour New Hampshire on special FSP bus tours, or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com.
You can probably get there through the freestateproject.org website, too.
Sure, you can do that, too. 800-259-9231, talking about what has happened to us here in the Free State as of the last, 36 hours or so. Yesterday, an investigator, a criminal investigator, stopped by my house to ask a few probing questions about, well, what I did when I registered to vote here in the state of New Hampshire, and what I would encourage others to do. In fact, I think the more people that come here and do what I did, the busier these guys will be, because I don't think they've ever come across this before.
I
doubt it. And I think that was probably one of the reasons why he was out here asking those questions.
One thing we can say about you, Ian, is you're one of a kind.
So once again, on the New Hampshire voter registration form, there's a paragraph that I objected to. And it is, in declaring New Hampshire as my domicile, I'm subject to the laws of the state of New Hampshire, which apply to all residents, including laws requiring me to register my motor vehicles and apply for a New Hampshire driver's license within 60 days of becoming a resident.
It took me a little longer than 60 days, but I did get my New Hampshire driver's license.
Oh, congratulations
to
you.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I did not... I crossed this paragraph out because I couldn't possibly agree to it. And my rationale for this... And I told Julia this after the fact, and we'll get to why this guy was investigating her as well, because she signed the agreement in full. So he wasn't here to investigate the same reasons for Julia, but he was asking me, why did I cross that paragraph out? Well, I wanted to register to vote, but I didn't agree to that particular portion of it. So I crossed it out. I told him that I thought it was absurd. Now, I didn't get into the reason why I thought it was absurd. I just sort of said it was absurd for me to follow all of the laws that the bureaucrats pass in Concord.
When How could you know them all?
Right. I didn't get into the logic of it. I have since emailed the guy and asked him a question since I'm being friendly with him. And he's being friendly enough with me. I figured I'd use that as an opportunity to ask the guy a very simple question. And essentially what I want to know is how anyone could agree with that statement. How is that even possible to agree that you will follow all of the laws in any given state? That would require...
They pass hundreds of laws
right.
a given year.
A
how could you possibly
job.
Know them? Yeah.
Here's exactly what I wrote to the guy. I said, how could anyone agree to that statement? In order to agree to be subject to all laws in New Hampshire, I'd have to know what they are. In order to know what they are, I'd have to spend my life reading them. In order to read the laws, I'd have to understand legalese, and I don't. But even if I did, I'd have to read the laws in my spare time, as I'm an adult and work for a living. So I don't.
He, by the way, has rolled his eyes at this point in reading this.
So I don't have much spare time. Well, he initiated the contact with me.
That he did. I'm sure he regrets it deeply at this point.
I hope that I don't ever have to see this gentleman again. I hope that never happens. So I don't have much spare time, I say, because, again, I'm a working person. What spare time I do have, I prefer to spend with Julia. Even if I were to spend all my spare time on reading laws, I'd probably never finish in my lifetime. There are lots of laws. Plus, even if I could finish, by that time, some laws would have changed, and more would have been added. So, this is quite clearly an impossible task. How can anyone actually explicitly agree to that statement? I'd love your thoughts. And so I sent that off to him this afternoon. And he has yet to respond.
I imagine that's true.
But that's essentially the logic. How could anybody possibly read that paragraph and agree to it? It's not physically possible to agree to that.
I imagine most people just don't read it.
I imagine most people don't read it either.
I read it. I thought to myself, well, I'll probably follow the laws here as well as I follow all the rest of them, which
right,
are generally...
Which means you pick and choose the ones that you want to follow. But you're explicitly agreeing with that statement to follow every single one of them.
Sure.
And that is just impossible. And I think that those
I don't think it really matters whether I agree to follow their laws or not.
No, well, you know what? You can say that, and I sort of agree with you. Like, they're going to pick you up and arrest you anyways, even if you haven't signed this particular agreement, obviously. But it still begs the question, if that's the case, then why is it so important that they must put it in the voter registration form? Somebody thought this was important to add to that voter registration form. You know how bureaucrats are. I mean, they don't go about adding paragraphs and that sort of thing lightly. These things take decision.
I never agreed to follow the laws in Florida. That didn't stop them from enforcing them upon me.
I understand. But it's just unusual that they would make it so explicit.
I imagine that they put the note about the car in there because a lot of new movers would be registering to vote, and they want to encourage people to register their cars
correct.
In the state of New Hampshire.
That makes sense as well. And so that's where it stands with me. He was very nice. He said this, you know, this might come back. That was sort of a veiled threat, essentially saying they might do something else. I don't know what that means, file some sort of charges. We'll let you know as things continue to develop here. But, Julia, what was it that he was after you for?
Well, mine is almost sort of connected, but not exactly. When I went to register to vote, and the details are really fuzzy. If I recall,
was 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was 6 months ago, and I was really tired. I had just gotten off work, and I signed the paper, not even thinking about it, and I went and voted. Then when I got out of the voting booth, I went back, and that was when you were sort of deciding
that's
whether or not...
That's when I pointed out to you, hey, I'm crossing this out. Maybe you should reconsider.
Right. So I asked the lady if I could cross that out. And in the process, found out that she had messed up with my paperwork and I had not filled out the proper paperwork. So at that point in time...
So you had voted without actually going through the appropriate process.
Correct.
And usually the people that man the voter polls are little old ladies that are volunteering their time. And they barely know what they're doing and... they're somewhat doddering old gals,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes accompanied by their doddering old husbands.
She at that point in time got very pushy with me, and she was trying to force me to sign the paper, and she even threatened me with the state of New Hampshire coming after me, and we laughed about it, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he wanted to know from me, I think at that point in time I wrote, well, I rescind my voting registration at the top of
you
the paper.
You wrote that on the paper that she wanted you to
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, the paper that she tried to force me to sign. I wrote that on the top of the paper and did not sign the paper. So we went to vote later, and we were still registered to vote. So I was under the impression that they had just ignored that statement because it wasn't an official statement. It was
mm-hmm.
just some scribbling at the top of the paper. So I thought they just ignored it, filed the papers with the rest of them. But I guess it's taken them 6 months to figure this all out, which there really is nothing to figure out. But what he wanted to know from me was why I wrote that at the top of the paper. And the reason that I wrote that was because I wanted to re-register and cross that paragraph out.
Right. But like Russell and Kat have found out here, some other activists living in the Keene area, they've tried their damnedest to remove themselves from the voter rolls. Because when they got here, they originally registered to vote. Then later they decided they didn't want to participate in the system at all. And so they went through the process of trying to figure out how to unregister to vote. They subsequently discovered that that's just not possible, apparently. And so you've actually emailed this guy to clarify. You asked him recently in an email as to whether or not it is even possible to unregister oneself from the voter rolls. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the PAC at 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those. They are on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That's, once again, the Shrine of Female Listeners, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the fun and talk to Brad in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Brad.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, regarding what you were talking about tonight, I think I've moved states several times, and I don't think I've ever followed the laws with regards to how quickly I need to get a new driver's license or register my vehicle. But it's never really caused a problem.
Right on.
But in addition to that, last night you were talking about the housing market.
Yes.
My wife and I are actually moving from Georgia back to California in the near future. And I know you were saying that you didn't want to people to kind of sit out this housing market, since I know you have a house for sale. But I don't think we've come anywhere near hitting bottom yet.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are feeling that way.
You know, I was listening to the news today, and apparently last month they had a spike in the sale of pre-owned homes. It could be that this is the
bottom.
It could be.
Anything can happen. It's all speculation.
It's all speculation. Absolutely.
I think that may be true.
I mean, the fact is there are going to be some people out there that are looking to buy a home, regardless of whether or not this is the bottom. Some people are looking to buy. It's just that there's so much on the market. It really is a buyer's market.
The one thing about a house as far as an investment goes is I used to own stock in Enron. It's worth nothing now. The stock, the house that I own is never going to be worth nothing. It's
true.
Still got land underneath it. It's still a structure where people can lay their heads and that kind of thing. So, you know, we've seen a drop, and I think we may have we may see a leveling out at this point.
So, are you selling a home in Georgia, or are you just mentioning that you're moving?
We're selling a home, and we actually got it sold. So we're
really
so we only hold it 2 years, but we managed to do fairly well on it.
That's how excellent. How did you when you say you managed to get it sold? How long did it take you to sell? And what's the rest of the market like there?
It took about three and a half months to sell. The market in the Atlanta suburbs is still fairly decent. I don't think we've seen any downturn yet.
Hmm. Well, congratulations to you. It's been down 30% where we come from. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, if my house doesn't sell by the end of this year, I'm going to get desperate, start taking drastic offers. And I think a lot of other people will as well, which, of course, will only drive prices down further.
I intend to hold on to mine until I get some kind of price that makes me happy.
It's rented, though, right?
It is currently rented.
Is that making it more difficult to show?
If nobody's asking, they'll see it, so it doesn't really seem to matter.
All right, 800-259-9231. You know, I had something. Let's see. Here it is. Detroit. And Reuters reporting, with bidding stalled on some of the least desirable residences in Detroit's collapsing housing market, even the fast-talking auctioneer was feeling the stress. Folks, the ground underneath the house goes with it. You do know that, right? He offered. After selling house after house in the Motor City for less than the $29,000 it cost to buy the average new car, the auctioneer tried a new line. Hey, the lumber in the house is worth more than that. As Detroit reels from job losses in the U.S. auto industry, the depressed city has emerged as a boom town in one area, foreclosed property. It also stands as a case study in the economic pain from a housing bust, as analysts consider whether a developing crisis in mortgages to high-risk borrowers will trigger a slowdown in the broader U.S. economy. The rising cost of mortgage financing for Detroit borrowers with weak credit has added to the downdraft from a slumping local economy to send home values plunging faster than many investors anticipated a few months ago. At a weekend sale of about 300 Detroit-area houses by an auction firm, the mood was marked more by fear than by greed. Quote, these people are investors, and they know the difficulty of finding financing. They know the difficulty of finding good tenants. They're cautious. Well, how low is low? The city, which has lost more than half its population in the past 30 years and struggled with rising crime, failing schools, and other social problems, largely missed out on the housing boom that swept much of the country in recent years. Prices have gained less than 2% per year in the 5 years since 2001, when the auto industry entered a renewed slump. Steve Azari, who refinanced his own house in suburban Dearborn, sold his restaurant, began buying rental properties in Detroit 2 years, was concerned that houses he thought were bargains at $70,000 2 years ago were now selling for $35,000 in Detroit. That's a tremendous drop.
It is. You can go and look on Realtor.com, and you can see quite a few houses in Detroit that are for sale even less than $35,000.
At least 16 Detroit houses up for sale on Sunday sold for $30,000 or less. A boarded-up bungalow sold for $1,300. A four-bedroom house near the original Motown recording studio sold for $7,000. He says, you can't buy a used car for that. It's a gamble, and you have to wonder how low it's going to get. I mean, at those prices, it's hard to even imagine it getting any lower. $30,000 for a house? $7,000 for a four-bedroom? I mean, it's probably a shack, but still.
They're not that bad, really. I happened to go on Realtor.com today and take a look at a few of houses in Detroit, and they're not terrible houses. They're in Detroit, which doesn't make it a great place to live, but they're not bad houses.
With large swaths of the city now abandoned, banks are reclaiming and reselling Detroit homes from buyers who can no longer afford payments at 7 times the national rate. The mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was greeted with applause when he announced last week that two condos sold for over $1 million each. But investors, including some from out of state, proved far more cautious at Sunday's auction in the most spirited bidding of the day. A sprawling four-bedroom mansion from Detroit's boom days with an ornate stone entrance fetched $135,000.
Mm.
Wow.
There, you know, some of these cities in the Rest Belt are going to see some problems from this housing bust.
That's hardcore stuff, man. That's bad news. 800-259-9231.
Many markets that saw the largest increases are going to see some problems too. Sarasota, Florida, San Francisco, San Diego.
We're seeing it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kenny in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Kenny.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
So is it Utopia up there where you guys are at?
No.
I'm curious to know...
why would it be Utopia?
No, it's not.
It's not a serious question, is it?
No, it really was.
No, why would it be Utopia? Come on.
Because there's got to be somewhere left. Got to be somewhere left where there's a little bit of Utopia.
Well, it is the freest state. One could very easily argue that New Hampshire is the freest of all the 50 states, but it's still got a long ways to go. I mean, just last week they passed a law against letting balloons go into the sky. So there's a lot of work to be done here. The fact is, the best activists in the world, the best activists in America, are all coalescing here in New Hampshire. And within the next, I mean, already, in my opinion, it is the place to be. And within the next 5 years, you'd be insane to be anywhere else, in my opinion.
And what's the average mean house go for in the area that you guys are at?
Where we're at, it's different. I mean, it's different 5 miles from here. It all depends. Keene is one of the higher property tax areas. Keene's
okay.
Where we happen to live. But there are surrounding towns that have drastically lower property taxes.
And lower priced houses.
And lower priced houses. And you can get houses for next to nothing up in north of the Notch, up in the Berlin area. You can get whole multi-unit places for under $200,000 there. So
okay. And what about raw acreage?
There's plenty of that.
Yeah, well, it's New Hampshire. There's plenty.
Yeah, there's
okay.
Most of this place, most of the state is
I just saw 25 acres inside the city of Keene for $120,000.
And you guys have not done a full winter yet, right?
Correct? Yeah,
we went through a full winter.
If you consider this the end of winter, yes, we have.
Okay.
We arrived in September.
Yeah, it was very mild this year, though, they say.
How much of a shock from Florida? Because I'm thinking that's where you guys are from, Florida?
That is where we're from. It was a bit of a shock to Mark. We can explain that a little bit. Hang on, 800-259-9231. People want to know these things New Hampshire. It's scary and cold up here. More's on the way. You can take control
People
of the
talk
habits.
Funny.
Actually, today, the weather's been beautiful for the past couple days. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Pack at 8.net. Toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features totally free, though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. Odds are pretty good we're going to stay in the top 10 for the rest of the month. But usually what happens here in the last week is the number 2 show, the show about Harry Potter, is going to come and overtake us at some point in the last week. That tends to be what happens because we just can't keep the momentum up in the voting for the entire month.
I don't think we've ever closed out the month at
number
1.
We've never finished as number 1. We finished at 2. Last month we finished at 2.
Yeah.
We finished at 2 before. And
it'll be interesting to see how we do this month.
We've been number 1 for most of the month. In fact, all 23 days. So
our current lead is 5 votes.
And that's
we've managed to keep basically this...
We're pacing them at
tiny,
this point.
Tiny, tiny, tiny little lead over the Potter kid. And
They're going to cast a spell here in a few days, and they're going to try to run past us.
Yeah,
so
they're
going to
get
you.
Us with that magic wand of theirs.
We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast a vote for the show, and then ask some friends to do it as well via email or IM or however you can do it, vote.freetalklive.com. Because if we're number 1, it means more people spotting us, listening to us, and then hearing the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, vote.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Kenny in Ohio, Kenny asking some questions about this whole New Hampshire thing. And the one question you just finished asking, Kenny, and I wanted to make sure Mark had a good chance to respond to you, was there some shock when you moved from Florida 1,500 miles up to New Hampshire? That was basically your question, right, Kenny?
Yeah, that was definitely my question.
You know, I had a difficult time getting used to the sort of the ruralness of where I am.
Now, to be fair, you pretty much were forced to move. As far as if you were going to move to New Hampshire with Free Talk Live, you pretty much had to move
right.
Where I was going to. So you didn't really have the luxury of being able to select where you wanted to go to.
Right. New Hampshire has a city. Manchester's a rather large city. It has plenty of rural areas. It had pretty much whatever you'd want. It has coastal areas,
yeah.
Mountains, those kind of things. I had to go to Keene, New Hampshire, where Ian was, and it's a little smaller town than I would have picked on my own.
And that did translate into some sort of culture shock.
You
wanted to go home.
I did.
In the beginning.
I saw lots of good things about the town that I'm in, but I've never lived any place besides Sarasota and Bradenton, Florida.
So it was tough for you. For me, it was no big deal. I loved being here. I loved everything about Keene. Just a beautiful place, Julia. I mean, how did you feel when you got here?
Oh, I loved it, too. I've moved all over the place, so moving is not a big deal for me. I've never been in one place for a long
time. But like Mark, I'd always lived in Sarasota as well. So my response was entirely different from Mark's. Then again, I did choose to come to Keene.
That's correct.
And so that might have been a factor as well. Now, Kenny, you're in Ohio, so I don't know if there's going to be... where do you live in Ohio?
Cleveland, right on the lake.
Okay, so Cleveland, that's a pretty big city. I mean, what is there, a few hundred thousand people there?
Yeah, a few hundred thousand. And incidentally, the city that I actually live in, I think about 4 weeks ago, so they had the highest foreclosure rate in the nation.
Whoa!
I don't really see it. I mean, I see a lot of houses for sale, but, you know, whether or not those are foreclosures, I'm not really sure. High temperature, low temperature. What was the lowest temperature you guys experienced up there this year?
Well, when it got cold at night, it was probably...
negative 10.
Negative 5, maybe negative 10, something
like that. Yeah, but
that's
at night. Everybody's inside, so...
That's serious cold, though.
That's the coldest I experienced when going to work in the morning was negative 7.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's the only difference between here and Florida is that in Florida you're running from an air-conditioned car to an air-conditioned home to an air-conditioned car to an air-conditioned workplace. Here you're running from a heated car.
Heat.
Yeah, you're running from a heated car to a heated home to a heated. I mean, really, that's the only difference. It's like just the total opposite, and it doesn't take that much getting used to either. Surprisingly enough, Kenny, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Chris in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. What's up?
Good. I've just been listening on the Internet. I live in West Virginia. I used to live in Massachusetts.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I've been listening to you guys talk about New Hampshire, and to be honest with you, I have friends in New Hampshire. I do love New Hampshire, but I think all of the totalitarianism of Massachusetts is moving into New Hampshire. In fact, my friends refer to New Hampshire as Northern Massachusetts.
Well, I think your friends, you know, what you're pointing out is something that would be inevitably what would occur in New Hampshire if the Free State Project didn't come in. Now,
right.
All the people that are moving from Massachusetts, and there are some, and there's certainly more people moving from Massachusetts than there are people moving for the Free State Project, but most people are sheep. They do what they're told to do by the media. What they're told to do by their friends, what their friends sort of suggest for them to do. And they're not politically active, and most of them don't vote.
Right. A lot of the people moving from Massachusetts aren't necessarily moving to take over politically. A lot of them are just moving because they want to avoid XYZ taxes that happen to be in Massachusetts that aren't in New Hampshire. They want to live in New Hampshire and not pay those Massachusetts taxes, but maybe work in Massachusetts.
But they bring a lot of the values and things that they've grown up with.
Sure they do.
With them.
And you know what? There are New Yorkers and New Jerseyites moving into Florida as well. I mean, and they're bringing their status values into Florida. But you have to remember that here in New Hampshire, there's an influx of liberty-loving individuals that are activists. We're not just people that sit around. We're people that actually do things. In fact, just here in Keene alone, there are various different types of libertarian and pro-liberty media. We've got a newspaper. We've got two radio shows. We've got a television show. Mark, you're going to launch a TV show here within a couple weeks if all goes as planned. I mean, there is more libertarian, pro-liberty media in this one city than anywhere else in the country.
Well, I tend to agree with you there, but if I wanted to live off the land, if I wanted to get completely off the grid, I probably wouldn't do it in New Hampshire. You got a longer growing season in states like West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
If that's what you're looking to do, I'm sure if you go out in the middle of nowhere, then you're not going to be bothered by the bureaucrats. And you can probably do that in many states. So if that's what you're looking for, then by all means, you know, I wish you the best of luck. For the rest of us, we want to set as many people free as we possibly can, and that's going to take activism, that's going to take being seen publicly, and, you know, to each his own. Thank you for the call, Chris. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Roger in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Roger.
Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Great.
And
there's a lady here, yes. What's on your mind?
On the show, I've been hearing about these new pornographic laws on the Internet. And being an IT manager, it really kind of bothers me quite a bit. It's one of the last free places you can actually go and do things anymore.
It's true. Now, there was good news yesterday, and that is the COPPA law from 1998 has been struck down.
Oh, excellent.
That's what I want to hear. More of those starting to strike them down a little bit. But the reason I called in the other night, you were talking about the child pornographic more, or the child people that they're trying to keep children from seeing the pornographic stuff more than anything. When I always hear that, I always tried to wonder, you know, what kind of parents are these that let their kids just go on the internet and surf and do whatever they want? And I always, as an IT manager, knowing how open it is, and that's the beauty of it, it's open and anybody can do what they want and do and see whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Being IT manager, I have people that want me to come hook up their computers and do stuff like that. And one day, one of the partners of my firm come up to me and told me, you know, Christmas is coming up, and I wanted to get my teenage daughters their own notebook computers. And then he had like a six-year-old that uses a computer at home, too. And he wanted me to hook up this wireless network and get everything all set up for him.
Right.
And allow them to be able to have all the freedom of the internet and using computers and all that stuff.
Sure.
And I said, yeah, that's cool. We can do that and get that all set up for you. But the next question was, I asked him, you know, the internet is, you know, it's a pretty open place. There's a lot of stuff on there your kids might, you might not want your kids to see. And what would you want me to set up for security on the system? And he looked at me and he goes, well, my daughters are beautiful daughters, are wonderful children, and I never think of trying to restrict what they do on the internet.
Well, good for him.
Oh,
and I said, well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Glad your kids are like that. And I'm glad you're a good enough parent to be able to trust them like that and watch what they do. So I went forward and installed the whole system and got everything all set up and everything. And it was probably about 2 weeks after I did all that, he come back to me and goes, you know, my six-year-old daughter was sitting on a computer, and she happened to type some words in this horrible pornographic site came up, and all these things are on there. And I just, is there any way I could turn all this off for my six-year-old daughter so she wouldn't be able to see these things?
Right.
Well, I went through and explained to him again. I go, well, there's these softwares I can put on there, can lock it down to where she'd only see certain things and stuff like that. And he
sure.
thought about it again. He goes, you know, I think I'll just think about it for a little bit longer. But the part that surprised me the most is these are very well-educated, intelligent people and everything, and they're truly trying their hardest to educate their kids and be able to work with them so they know what's out there. And it really surprised me.
I think a lot of people don't really have a grasp. I don't think they really understand as deep and as dark as the internet can go. And I think that might have been a factor there. Roger, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But I have a lot of respect for somebody who, even in the face of all that, says, you know, they should still be able to look around. They should still be able to see it. Hour 2's coming up.
Agree.
Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.